Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, capital citizens. Good morning, God chosen blessings, blessed for every one of you. True be one of the Lord this morning for every one of you. Live on the chat and live on our archive on the podcast. May the Lord's richest blessings, blessed for every one of you. Indeed, I continue prayer. We are grateful and thankful to the Lord for all the many, many blessings, amen, that He has bestowed upon us. I want to apologize for being late. This bad weather in our area. I mean, severe weather. But the Lord is faithful. Amen. And we are thankful and grateful. Amen. We thank you on this morning. We honor you. We worship you. We magnify you. We thank you. Praise and glory and honor. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share word of life. We ask you to come in and encourage us and speak to us. Father, you know the needs of all of those that you are going to send to this ministry. I love our chat room, our phone, our archives of the podcast. Father, we have been under severe attack from the adversary. Father, he has been increasing the pressure upon us, trying to make us crack, trying to make us renounce and denounce you, like Job's wife announced to Job. Why don't you just curse your God and die? That was the devil from the pit of hell. But Job never sinned with his mouth, so we will never sin with our mouths, because we trust you and we love you, and we know that you have good intentions and good plans for us, and we will not allow the enemy to use us to hurt anyone that we love, and we bind all hindrances and blockages and distractions that will keep us from those that you have ordained for us. We bind a lack of wisdom and a lack of knowledge. Father, I ask you to give me wisdom, to give us wisdom in the relationships that mean so dear to us, and how to handle with love and tender care. Father, we thank you for letting us know. Okay. Thank you, Father, that you love us with an everlasting love. And we give you praise and glory and honor. And we shut down every plot, every trap and the snare. We thank you, Father God, that we didn't know that we were being used by Satan to hurt the ones that we love the dearest. But that day and that hour was over. And I thank you that you're redeeming the time, and that you're redeeming us, and that you have knitted us back together. And we are one, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We give you praise, glory, and honor in the majestic holy name of Jesus. I was waiting for the lightning to subside, to come on. The Lord began to speak to me. He says, sometimes you have to encourage yourself in the Lord. And so this is what you've been doing. You've been trying to encourage yourself in the Lord, that I've already sent you to Him. And you some someone who loves you dearly and deeply. So for you to continue to not share with them or not, and to withhold from them, that's being selfish, because I've sent you a helpmeet now, so you ought to do it, help one another. But how can one help you if you do not open your mouth and say you need help? That's a form of pride. That's the same way with you coming to me, or not coming to me, as it were. You telling me that you can handle the problem yourself. You telling me that you don't need my help. You telling me that you are God, and that your name is Jehovah Jireh instead of my name. So you telling me that you, God, you can supply all of your needs, which is unheard of. You can't even add the hair back that falls from your hair. You don't even know its name. You don't know its number. What am I saying? Just as I told Job, show yourself a man. Were you with me when I framed the sky and so forth? When you have been blessed as I have, see, this, he was talking. Now you understand. I don't see. Yes. Let him know. I mean everywhere. Now you see. Thank you, Lord. I didn't know. I was just trying to handle myself. You're not the only one involved. You know, hold your show. You know, my sisters and brothers, as we close, get ready to close, we have 6 more minutes, amen. I want to encourage you. Sometimes, when the scripture tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the powers, against the rulers of darkness, against the spiritual wickedness in high places. The scripture also tells us that the weapons of our warfare, although we abide in the flesh, we live in the flesh, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are powerful. We're pulling down strong. Scripture also tells us that they waited in one accord in the upper room until the sound of a rushing mighty wind and clothes of tongues fell upon them, and they began to speak in a tongue. Scripture tells in John that the Lord breathed on the disciples more than one time to receive the fire and the baptism and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. The Lord is telling us that we need the Holy Ghost. We need the paraclete. We need to be infilled. So, Father, that they may have my stomach anxious, that your hand needs your people stomach. Fill them to overflow with the Holy Ghost himself, the paraclete, because we need him. Romans 8 tells us that he makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered or heard. You tell us in John that we need the Holy Ghost, the paraclete, so much so that you went back to the Father and you prayed and you asked him to release the Spirit, to come down and infill us and to indwell with us, and that he will lead us and guide us into all truth. Father, we need a fresh infilling, a fresh endowment of the Holy Ghost. We cancel out every assignment of the wicked. We shut it down. We cancel it out and we uproot it from the root. Every hidden demon, every hidden work of iniquity, it is destroyed. while we sleep, they doing wickedness. But Father, we command it back to the pit of hell, bottom, Jensen. So, now, Father, I feel the leading of the Holy Spirit to pray for our beloved ones to pray for those that you have given unto us. Satan, you are defeated for me with a liar. You are not going to call those of your sickness to abort or to negate our relationships. No. Father, forgive me. I repent of it. Peter tells us to be sober, be vigilant, for our adversary, the devil, goes about seeking whom he may devour. And he does it subtle. Genesis tells us that the serpent is subtle. This is the characteristics of Satan. He's subtle. He doesn't come around with it. He slithers. He's subtle. But we are no longer ignorant concerning his devices. And he's not going to use us to come against those whom the Lord has given us. So we give you praise and glory. Thank you for revealing it unto us, Father. Thank you for showing us. And Father, we will be honest. Thank you for helping us. We cast down every plot of Satan. And we command him out of us. Amen.